Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Milad Mustafa live on your blog talk radio coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. It gives me great privilege and surely I'm highly honored to be able to do so, brothers and sisters. Things are going on tonight and the rest of the night too. They are really in most of the part of the country. There's things I think that we are not aware of. But even during the daylight hours, it's happened that you never, ever dreamed that would happen here in America. You have Caucasians being shot. You had a woman being literally kicked with a sidekick, and you had to know, if you know anything about martial art, that that officer knew karate. Kicked her right in the face with his boot, and they caught it on TV. And you have Caucasians being pulled out of the car, stopped, picked up, handcuffed, threw his face onto the cement, and he's now brain damaged. And he's in a coma. This is a Caucasian. No black officer, Caucasian, that did it to his own brother. So they're getting so vicious and they're so angry that things are materializing that you have a lot of officers that belongs to a clique that they found out. And this clique is like the Bloods and the Crips. This clique is just like gangsters running around with legal guns and shooting people in the name of the law. And what happened, brothers and sisters, is just amazing, because when you see these things, it disturbs you, even though it's a Caucasian, he's a human being. It disturbs you that these things are going on today. And the officers believe that they have a right to do what they are doing. Then they found out in one state that there is a gang with uniforms on that they paying over $20 million to help the sheriff department. What are they doing? They're killing people in the name of the law. They made a big mistake because they got a mayor, African-American mayor, and they made her throw both hands up on the automobile, and they pat her down. More important, they didn't know who she was, and her little son and her husband was watching. He knew not to move, or he would be dead. When they found out she was the mayor, she's now suing them and want to get rid of all of them. $20 million for them to come here and help the sheriff department. And they can't gave them license to kill. But isn't it amazing that they're turning on their own? Shouldn't this tell you something? Something is wrong. And the reason why I waste my time, I believe I'm wasting my time, but it's necessary for me to enlighten you that you are to wake up and realize what is really happening. They don't care about their own now because they're upset. This is not just you and I marching. These are Caucasian men and women are saying that this has to stop. So they believe that they will turn on their own. It's so much I can inform you with what's going on that will break anyone's heart, that they're not just doing it to us. They're not just doing it to the Latinos. They're doing to their own kind. And I want to believe, and I want to believe strongly, that this stuff is happening because they are high. Nothing else can make them do this. They have to be intoxicated. Whatever drug they are taking, I don't know, and pretty much I don't care, but I do know you're on drugs. See, one thing about Revelation, brothers and sisters, God don't spell out in the Jill, the Bible, the gospel. They don't spell it out in the Quran. It says intoxication. Anything that allows that mind to turn to be evil, you intoxicate. And so some people think it's wine. Some people think it's liquor. Some people think it's reefer. For whatever reason, it's dope. But why those different things that's happening to the human being is being mentioned? I will tell you why. It's insignificant. You can drink cough syrup. That's good for you if you got a cold. But if you drink a lot of it, you get high. They have things that make you strong, but you intoxicate yourself overdoing it. And when you do that, brothers and sisters, you realize without a shadow of a doubt, you're intoxicated. And when your mind leaves the natural gift that God gives to you, it allows you to do what? To mistreat people. When you go into a bar and you get drunk, grab the backside of a man's wife. You wouldn't have did that if you wasn't high. You'll come on to a young lady not asking, are you married or are you single? None of it's not your business. All you want to do is touch her and feel her or insult her. Why? You're not in your right state of mind. When you come home, you abuse your child and ask your wife to not tell on you because you don't want to go down as abuse of a child. You're high. You go out and kill someone. And when it's all over, you don't even know you killed them. Why? Because you was high. And any time you intoxicate your mind and take yourself from your normal, from the normal, then you're going to do things you wouldn't have done and want to take, bring it back. Now, some of y'all are real devils and don't care. Well, I am saying to you, brothers and sisters, that we have a problem. Figure out what is that problem. But the world of religion is confused as to know who is Satan. And I say the world. The reason why I say the world, because I don't want you to think I'm leaving out Al-Islam. Matter of fact, brothers and sisters, you have no clue. Even the ones that study the Quran doesn't have no clue who controls that mind. But anytime you have larceny in your heart, anytime you have tricks and cons, and anytime you want something but don't want to work for it and get it the wrong way, that's your decision. And when Satan realizes what you're thinking about, he brings it to fruition. So you be speaking, and you think you're speaking the Quran when you're speaking Satan. Don't even have a clue that you speak in Satan because no one taught you. No one taught you how Satan operates. And why is the religious world so confused? They're confused because no one literally taught them who is Satan. You have men, I don't know about my Christians because I pray with them in their church. I would get up and show respect and open my hands just like you and beg just like you. It's a holy place. But that's not what I'm speaking of. I'm speaking about the one that get down on their knees, the one that stretch out like a cross. They pray. But in Al-Islam, we go down to Sajda. We put our nose on the earth. Why? Because Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah glorified his name, breathe into the spirit of our father, Adam. So that's why our nose is there. Our forehead is there because we're big-headed. We're egotistic maniacs. We think we control everything. No, you got to bow down in submission and put the head there. And those hands that abuse it, you got to open them up and put them down flat, thumb next to your ears. You got to bend your knees. You're on your knees. You got to bend those toes like you was in the womb of your mother. This is the natural way of the Islamic world. But when they line up, they say, shoulder to shoulder, brother. No, they don't. They say feet to feet. Your heart ain't in your feet. Your heart is next to your shoulder. That's what they ought to say, shoulder to shoulder. But sometimes we don't be shoulder to shoulder. Reason of shoulder to shoulder, they say, my heart just like your heart. That's all it means. But you say, let's block out Satan. Man, Satan is in you. He's called a jinn. Didn't you really understand? There's only three creatures, the angel, the jinn, and the human being. The jinn in you. That's your devil. Tricks you. He's in you. He's in me. He's in every human being. And if you realize that, you have to allow that jinn. You have to make that jinn Muslim. That jinn got to submit. We don't know the Satan. We don't know how he operates. Yes, we are taught by Imam Wadrasi Muhammad. I'm a student of Imam Wadrasi Muhammad. I take pride in saying so. He said, don't do Juma over the air. This is Muhammad, the prophet, prayers, peace upon him. It's who Imam Wadrasi Muhammad follows. He cannot be equal as the prophet. He cannot be better than the prophet. So he never called himself a prophet. He never called himself the messenger of God. Who is Imam Wadrasi Muhammad? He's an upright human being. He follows the uswa of Muhammad the prophet, his nature. Now you can be just like him in your nature, in your character, in your deeds, in your actions. That's Muhammad the prophet, a perfect example. But we are hung up on the physical. We are hung up that we believe that we can't mention Allah without mentioning him. This law needs to be retaught because something is wrong. So this jinn see that so many African Americans that embraces Islam knew nothing about it, lost it when they came over here for 400 years. They burned it out of us. They took our religion, took our culture, took our dignity. They made us three-fifths of a human being. We weren't even human. This is what they did to us for 400 years, brothers and sisters. So, yes, we messed up in the head. But when you learn Islam, simple. It's not difficult. It's simple. Make it clear. Make it plain. Stand up in Qiyam. Straight up. Head is in the sky. But you got to bow that head. You got to bow that head in Ruku. And you down there in Ruku. But you don't have... There's a real reason why everything we do is not a ritual. It's a meaning by why you do it. And I guarantee you, we have no clue why we have to stand straight up. Straight up. Upright. And some of us point straight up. God ain't up there, brother. That's what they do. They point up. No, Allah wants you to stand bent over. You was drunk, you was intoxicated, you was bent over. You thought Jesus was white, you thought the white man was God, or if not, you thought he was the son of God. You bent over in your understanding. Stand up. Stand straight up. Upright. We are upright human beings. But you got to go down to Ruku. Because you think that big head means something. Because why? Your head was in the sky when you were in Qiyam, but now you're down at Ruku. And you bow down at Ruku. If your heart can talk, what does it say? Hey, big head, you see where I am, big head? I'm equal as you are. Parazana, we are one line. Now, they don't believe in that. Because why? You got to get back up. value over top of the heart. But what is the most important position in your prayer? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angels, bow down in sajda, bow down. The jinn and the angel had to bow down in sajda. You got to go down sajda. That's the most important position. And here come the heart. Hey, big head. What are you doing down there? And the mind said, what are you doing up there? He said, Allah put me over top of you because you questioned God. So you have to bow down in submission and give everything to Allah. Well, why not you? I'm over top of you because you questioned God. I don't question God. Now you see why God judges the heart of the human being, not your actions, not your words. Don't mean nothing to Allah. Means something to you. So how do he judge us? By our heart, brothers and sisters. Our heart is how he judges. Because you can't change that heart. Now you may get a little, feel like you love a female that don't love you. You can say that's your heart. You say you like the Yankees and you like the Dodgers and you like the Jets. How about the Cowboys? That's your heart. Clothes you wear, that's your heart. The car you drive, that's your heart. The house you buy, hey, that's my heart. But I don't judge that. He don't need that material substance. So what do we judge, Mariah? He goes deep down in your heart. I mean down. You know when you're really upset, your mother died, your wife might have died, your husband might have died. You hurt. It burns down deep. You don't even know it there. You don't even have a clue it's there until you really hurt. Where you at is where God judges. So our Christian mothers, our Christian fathers, our Christian aunts and uncles. Yes, they are Christians, brothers and sisters. They are Christians, but they don't say Allah. They don't know how. No one taught them. So they don't say Allah. They can say Jesus. They can say Jehovah for names. They can say something you can't even find in the dictionary. Allah don't judge those words. He judged their heart. And down there in the heart, he can tell that you're really saying Allahu Akbar. You see why we cannot judge the next human being? No, you cannot. You cannot judge the next human being. You can't even judge yourself. You didn't create yourself, so how are you going to judge yourself? Whether you're in Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, whether you're in Islam, you're confused. You think it's just words. No, it's not words. Because if it was words, brothers and sisters, why did they say in the final day of judgment, the last day, your last day, you have to be questioned. But Allah says your lips is sealed. your lips are sealed, brothers and sisters. You can't speak. Allah don't judge your words. So it goes on to say your hands will speak. You told them to touch that. You told them to steal that. You told them to hurt that one and abuse that one. That's your hands. If you can't speak. But your feet can talk and say, I walked the wrong direction because that's what he told me to do. He told me to go over there where there's low light speaking, brothers and sisters. You can't hide nothing in the dark. You better cut your feet off. It's going to tell on you because they know you. Because you was in charge of that earth. Allah gave you his own real estate. Because you messed up, big head. You took them the wrong way. That Jesus went to the river, and he saw a woman there. And the woman tried to tell Jesus what he ought to do. And if you read about the story, it says she took her hair, brothers and sisters, and washed his feet. That's what it says. And it said she washed it with salt. Men that said, whoa, Jesus was a pimp. What woman would take her hair and wash his feet and pour salt on it to make sure it's clean? And if in fact you looked at that story like that, you're right. Maybe he was a pimp. God is saying to you, she washed his feet because he was going the wrong direction. Why her hair? Because hair represents knowledge. Don't walk that way, Jesus. A woman. But they didn't give it to you like that, because then you will see how powerful the woman is. But that's all it means. Well, Mariah, where did the salt come from? You ever taste your tears? It tastes what? Salty. That means he was begging him. He's going the wrong way. Oh, brothers and sisters, we read, we articulate, think we walk on air, because we know RBR, but you can't produce a damn thing. That's not Islam, that you got it but can't produce nothing. Now, I want to ask you a question. If you went to Harvard, I say Harvard, Yale. How about Tuskegee? And you graduate with a PhD, come out here in the real world, they can't produce nothing. What do the degrees represent? Why, hell, brother, you worse off than the one that didn't go to school. Why? Why is that? It's simple. It's because you a curse. All them degrees, you can't produce nothing. All that other beer, but you can't produce nothing. Because why? Allah didn't judge those words. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah didn't judge those words. Why he didn't judge those words? He didn't judge those words because they mean nothing. He knows your heart. Didn't I just tell you he judged you by your heart? I just told you that. He judged you by your heart. There's no way under the sun you can learn this religion and don't evolve. Now, can you imagine if we all one, as we're supposed to be, one unit, one community? Can you understand that? Or you just can't grasp that understanding? So we are split up in tribes. And when you split up in tribes, you end up just like Africa. Well, Africa got all them different tribes, speak all these hundreds of different languages, got gold, got silver, got oil, got coffee, got everything a man needs, but yet they got nothing collectively. And this is what's happening all over the world. And I just have come in and split you up, called divide and conquer. They split us up when we was in slavery. We in slavery, and we can't communicate. Why? They called in old Bob. And Bob is the house nigger. And he says to the house nigger, who eats well, dress well, in an air-conditioned place, yes, can sleep in the house. He said, hey, Bob, I want you to go and tell Kingfish and tell me everything Kingfish is doing in that field. That's the slave in the field. You know, I'll give you a little bit more if you tell me what that house nigger is doing. And so he knows both of us, both sides. Why? Because he put us against one another. Now that's in slavery, and my God, you can have an excuse. Well, you're doing today, modern day slavery. Tell me what New York is doing. New York, you tell me what Jersey is doing. Jersey and New York, tell me what California is doing. California, tell me what the East Coast is doing. And you say, well, now we come under Umar. Ah, you need a smack on. There's no one Umar. One family, one cousin, aunt, or uncle. And I have to honestly tell you, it doesn't happen like that. They don't know their uncle. They don't know their aunts. They don't care because why? They are not in Islam. So Allah gets tired of it. He said, come really on by force. Now you force. You are forced to see each other. You are forced to now hear each other. And so Satan is so gifted. Satan is so gifted, brothers and sisters. I want to tell you why and how gifted he is. He is so gifted, he knew that maybe Blog Talk Radio, New Africa Excellent Enterprise Mirage Speaks might get away. Conference calls might get away. But where's ABC Radio, CBS Radio? Where's ESPN and radio? Where's the other radio stations? They locked it up. Where's ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox Network? They locked it up. Where's your schools? They locked it up. They locked it up. Brothers and sisters, they locked it up. They knew this day was coming, that y'all waking up too quick. And I have to separate you. When we was in the streets, we used to use a phrase, everybody got a price on their head. Oh, my God, for your head. They don't want to kill you. They want to rule you. And they want you to be that house nigger, that you will go and tell them what all is going on. Then they will dress you up and run you for president of the United States. They know damn well you can't be president. But we don't know that. Go, run, Jesse. Run, do this, do that. Oh, run, Jesse, run. Very, very articulate. All shopping, very articulate. They say, yeah, get down. But they better not do what I tell them not to do. Because if you do that, you will lose your life. Pardon, they have to have someone in politics that look like you. So you will do what that individual that gets in that you put in, you obey what he says. But he ain't with you because he won't be eating steak. He won't be able to take trips. He will be able to make millions. But what about his family? Nope. It needs family benefits. But he better not come back in this community, because if you do, I'm going to tell on you. I'm going to show you the immoral takes that we have on them. Now, I'm not saying this to hurt nobody, but you all forgot that we all love Jesse Jackson. We all love Jesse Jackson. He was with Dr. King. We all love Jesse Jackson. He spoke very well. Looked like he was almost going to win. But when he addressed the nation, what got me, he begged white folks to forgive him. Forgive him for what? But he had to bow because he knew that he was going to be controlled by them, because he didn't win. Now, keep in mind, brothers, all of a sudden, they come out with Jesse Jackson got a next-door neighbor. That woman had a baby for Jesse. Now, what the hell would they tell someone that? All this time, he kept it a secret. Rightfully so. You disturbed your immediate family. He's not in Islam. He can't say that's his second wife. Said, Jesse, what about the little girl you made, Jesse? Well, they went further. Jesse, you told us you were going to build school. Procter & Gamble gave you $200 million. Where is it, Jesse? So-and-so gave you $20 million. Where is it, Jesse? Put it all on the air. What in the world are they going to do to Jesse? Get rid of him. Because why? He stopped doing what they asked him to do. What did he do? He went and met with Minister Louis Farrakhan. Oh, hell no. Now, if you think that's something, if you think that's something, brothers and sisters, Dr. King said something they don't repeat. Very rare you will hear them repeat. He said, we don't march enough. Where's the check? Oh, you didn't hear him say that. They don't want you to know that. Where is the check? Meaning, where's our economics? All this marching we did, where is the check? Then he said, stop the war. He's gone too far. But he went to the mountain. And he saw the glory of the promised land. But what mountain was they talking about? You see, it's an old phrase. If the mountain don't come to Muhammad, Muhammad won't go to the mountain. He went to the mountain and saw Elijah Muhammad. Too much power. If they unite God, they'll put us back another 100 years in keeping these people in slavery. We've got to get rid of them. Kill them. No, you can't kill them. His name is too big. You got to get rid of them. Well, who were they going to? They went and got the brother that I love. I love him. And so he's a little boy. He was a bad man. They knew that. But they knew he couldn't walk around looking like James Brown. They knew he couldn't walk around being heavy. They told him, hey, man, we're going to slim you down. We're going to cut that hair down, and you're going to take Jesse's place. This is reality right in front of you. Now, I don't fault most of them because you can't live the way. And the first thing they give you when you lose, see, you got to get on TV to be big. I don't care what fast food. If you ain't got Burger King and Wendy's and McDonald's and anything else, you can't be big. You're on TV. Your children want to have that called blending and seduction. So they had to put them on a platform that let them have a voice. I'm running for the President of the United States. But when it's all over, they got radio shows, TV shows. But you got to do what they ask you to do. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm a free man in spirit, free man in my spirit. But the Quran said, a free man in the city. Read that, Sora. And I say things not to hurt nobody, but I prove a fact called actual facts. I could go on. I'm not here to beat neither one of them up. I'm giving you a metaphor that when Malcolm said, you've been tricked, you've been bamboozled, you stabbed. Why did he say that? And he was doing a magnificent job, but he left the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and he went to college. They love him. Oh, that's too much power for a black man. Are you going to change him? Too long with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You ain't going to change him. He still loved, went to his grave loving the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but that's who raised him for being a dope bag, a dope pusher, a pimp, selling white women. He evolved. They named schools after him. They named streets after him. Malcolm X. So they had to kill him. Too powerful. They don't want no black man powerful, but they'll make you powerful when you die. Oh, they put up buildings, they put up statues, everything, but it's a dead man. Isn't it a coincidence? Isn't it a coincidence? You don't see them putting nothing up for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But I don't care who you are. In 1930, Frank came here and said we was deaf, dumb, and blind. Did you know that? And he raised over 3 million to not want nothing from the white man. You got the Latinos voting for the same man that put their babies in cages. Well, and Abdullah Muhammad says, why do we love the devil? Because the devil gives us nothing. So why we love him? Because now you're a black devil. Call him a white devil, you a black devil. Devil's a devil. Jinn is a jinn. You don't know the complexion of a jinn. Jinn comes to you any kind of way. So it can be right in your family. It can be right in your masjid. Things we're doing and robbing our people and then accuses the righteous ones. Doing a good job so they have to plant. You a thief, but can't prove it. But you go for it. See, a lie you accept quicker than you accept the truth. And this is how they come. This is what they do for you. Because they spineless. They're not going to come direct. They're not going to insult you. And they don't want to go to jail forever, so they ain't going to kill you. So they lie on you. I don't want to say it, but I said to a brother, told you so-and-so wasn't so-and-so. I said, you're right. But you're too big to mess with an insignificant so-and-so. And they showed me something. I said, that's Allah. Because you passed the test in your own hands. Because we in Islam say, Allah is sufficient. Because his punishment is severe. We trust in our Lord, and we believe in our Lord. It's wrong because we don't have a clue, and not trying to find out the schemes of Satan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah glorifies his name, says very clearly that Satan's schemes are weak. Alhamdulillah. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the praise and the thanks is for God. We thank him for the gift and the blessings of the immortal human person, Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant and messenger of God. And we follow of that salute and or that translation or that salutation to the last prophet, the seal of the prophet. That's mentioned in the Hijil, in the Bible, as is given to us in the Holy Quran. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. And we say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah al-Nabi al-Alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam wa sallallahu alayhi kareem. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallakallah wa dihim. My brothers and sisters, I'm going to open up the line because I like opening up the line, and this time I only invite a few. And those who are used to coming on the line, they know the number, 605, and they come on, and I don't mind them questioning me because something is on each and every one of our minds, and I ask Allah to guide my tongue. I ask Allah to take my personal feelings out of it and try to give them a sound answer by using the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, I don't know anything but the Holy Quran. And I was brought up in a Christian family. I was sent to the Christian church. You asked me back then, I was in Christianity. But if you asked me to explain Christianity to you, I couldn't tell you. And I only knew one prayer. But my mama sent me to church all the time, and I went there, but there were some pretty women there at the church, and that's why I went. But I didn't have no clue what the preacher was saying because it didn't move me. And I knew how to get on my knees and down on Amy's, down the sea, I pray the Lord, my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord for my soul to take. That's all I knew. But I believe I was a good person because I didn't get high. I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. They said, well, did you mess with the women? Oh, I loved the women. I tell you all the stories of the crime on me, of the Bible. He taught us the Bible. And I can tell you all the stories pretty much in the Bible, at least the popular prophets. But until I came to El Islam in 1975, when he met Warder Rafi Muhammad, and he began to teach me later on in life, I think I was with him for 25 years before he passed, and he used to come to me. I didn't come to him. I don't even know where he lived. Give me $1 million, I'll tell you where he lived. I can't. You can't pay me because I don't know where he lived at. So I didn't come to his house, but he came to me all over this country and teaching me day and night. Now I realized that the Bible wasn't taboo. It's just what I explained to you. It's in the Bible. If you can interpret it in the way Allah wants you to see it, there's nothing wrong with the Bible. So the Bible was created by Genesis. That's where they came. Genesis was the first revelation of the Bible, but it in Revelation. And the Quran begins with Revelation and ends with Hanaf. And that proves and proves that the Quran is just the extension of the Bible. And the Quran gives you the clear vision that you can comprehend and manifest and become motivated to give it back. The Quran explains the words that they use in the Bible. That's the crime. So I began to learn the book. So I asked him, I'm over there, Muhammad. I said, Brother Imam, you always tell me you're in paradise. He said, yes, Muhammad, I'm in paradise. I said, well, how do you get in paradise? He said, I got in paradise because I learned all of Revelation. I said, Allahu Akbar. I want to be in paradise where I live. I want to learn all of Revelation. So I can go into church and talk to them. I can sit down with my Jewish brothers and talk to them. I can sit with my reverends, and they go on the computer, and they use their cellular phone, and they quote different to the Bible. What do you think, Mariah? And I'm not just saying this. When I get finished giving the answer, they say, can I use that? That's a humble man. That's a man that won't teach his congregation. Can I use that? I said, sure, it's not me. So how did you become so successful, Mariah? The Quran. What do you mean the Quran? It's plain. Anything good is already written. You just got to go get it. Don't fault me that you happy with a home. Fault me you happy with just a family. Don't fault me you only happy with 100,000 a year or 200,000 a year. About 3-4. About 1 million. Not me. Because I got too many people to feed. It's called community. And community is all walk of life. Yes, the Christians are a community. The Jews are a community. The Hindus is a community. One ummah. You need a lot of money to do that. So what do you want? I want a billion. So I handle billions of dollars. Yes, in my book. It's going to be in my book. You can question me, but you can read it. And so you can go search it. But that ain't not enough. What do you want now? I want a trillion with a T. This is the right time. Everything done stop that don't believe in God. You ain't going to hold me down. Yes, we wrestling, but we ain't restless. We got to get up and go to work because this is going to all change, whether it be this year or next year, it's going to change. Are you prepared? I don't think so. You don't even have a clue. How could you lose with the stuff you use if you live the craft? Tell them, Mark, that you're a mortal human being just like them. Aisha, yes, you're the wife of Muhammad, the prophet, prayers, peace, upon him. Yes, who is your husband? He's a human walking craft. Now, did I just tell you, God said, tell them, Muhammad, that you are a mortal human being just like you, just like them. However, I am there. You are there. So Allah is saying all of us is a walking human crying. But do you use it? No, you read it. You preach it. Character is a disgrace. Your character, you became selfish, and most of y'all are broad. Don't tell me you ain't being paid. You're being paid to keep them in kindergarten. As soon as one come out of kindergarten, you tell on them, and they do something to put them into hell. Can't never get out of grade school. And then you let someone that don't look like you and feel they better than you because why? They're close to Jesus that's been in your head for 400 years. They black like you. Don't think black. Don't act black. Oh, you saying black is superior morale? Black only means you in darkness, fool. You should beg Allah. Because why? You can talk. Because soon as the crack of dawn, you can't say a word. You mean I can't pray? Yes, yeah, solid. Well, why I can't pray during Zohar? Why I can't pray during Asr? What's the difference? The lights are on, fool. You can see revelation. Read. Read, Muhammad. Read in the name of your Lord that created. You're not reading, brothers and sisters. That's my humble opinion. Shalema, are you there, my beautiful niece that's becoming a star? Are you there, Shalema?
Assalamu alaikum. I am here. Assalamu alaikum to you and your listening audience. I am here. How are you?
I'm very well, and I even feel better when I hear your voice. I know your husband, he might be too tired to get out that bed, but when he hears you speak and say, darling, you got to go, he said, no, I want to be home with you. Oh, I'm going to be here when you get back. Tell me what's on your mind, my beautiful niece.
Al-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz, Malcolm X, may Allah be pleased with him, in 1964, founded the Organization of African Unity. How important is this international endeavor today?
You know, everything is on time. Timing is everything. My Lord tries us with patience because even I use this a great metaphor. When a man enters into his wife and releases that life germ, there's millions of them trying to get to one egg. They have to fight. And the normal I'm talking about, that's not the abnormal. The normal is one gets in. And the rest of them die. When a baby comes out that womb, they're way out because they never saw this world. It was in paradise. But if the baby doesn't fight and don't breathe in the spirit, it becomes still birth. What I mean is Allah says they need to go through this world to get to paradise. But when you come out, you see your community. You see your mother. You see your father. You see your aunt. You see your siblings. You're born into a community, but you don't know what's going on. Put all the babies behind the wall and let them cry. I'll give you $1 million if you could tell me which one is Chinese. Tell me which one is Latino. tell me which one is Asian, which one is European, which one is African American. You can't tell me because they all speak the same language. They cry. So Allah is saying to you, I made you all equal. You have equal opportunity. Now, this world, you have to learn. Who's going to teach you? Your mama. And Elohim. So your mother is your first mercy. And you have to understand that. Because we, dad, can't help you. Because we abuse you. We don't have the insight, the foresight. More important, you don't have the intuitive that the woman has to raise that child and put in that child love and affection and being gentle and being respectful and all that you have to give to them. But once they cut that neighbor cord, because the first neighbor cord was you had to walk and you had to eat on your own and you got to sleep on your own, you got to sneeze and blink your eye on your own. But after coming through that, there's a neighbor cord that's connected, and that means mama controls your mind. So she is. But then when you cut it and dad comes in and teach you the real world, and that's at the 9th month. Took you to get here. It took 9 years for you to grow up to now fall in the hands of your father. And he instilled Elohim. That's Allah. Now you realize that mama ain't not God. And you realize where mama come from. For God created mama. So now you realize God is first. He's the controller of everything. He's the system of all knowledge. So Malcolm came into Islam as an infant. He knew nothing about Islam. But he came from a world, put him in jail for 11 years, a despicable world. But he came under the arm of Elijah Muhammad because Elijah Muhammad didn't teach him Islam. Now Elijah Muhammad taught to clean you up. He was wudu. He cleaned Malcolm up. You remember what I see Muhammad because the man was Muhammad told me that Malcolm came to him and said, tell your father I can't speak of the Quran nor the Bible the way he speaks. But if he let me speak that dictionary that I learned, that dictionary that I learned how to speak their language for those 11 years, I can help him. The man came back and said, my daddy said, go do it. And my God, his words of this world, it made him powerful. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But he didn't go because he came up with the mind that he should. He was being fed. And because he's being fed, meanwhile, they're working on his wife. All kinds of false tapes and same thing they did to Malcolm to make him think that Malcolm was out there doing other than what he was doing. So Malcolm would have did those 90 days, but someone encouraged him not to. So they wanted Malcolm all the time because they saw him when he was birthed into the nation of Islam. Boy, this man got a gift and words. But they couldn't get him. Because why? You can't come into no temple with arms. You have a pen knife, we get it. That's how good we was. Nobody trained us. We had a natural way of knowing you can't hide nothing from it. We move your twist, something's in there. So no one ever came in and destroyed anybody in our temple. But someone got under Malcolm and said, Malcolm, prove that you're not with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Get rid of the security. They got him. They wanted him all the time. He thought that he could go out there and do what he want on his own. So, yes, he created that. Just like the Black Panther Party, just like Nick, all of them. Why they created? To keep you away from the reality of today. Today, out here, people saying that you need to learn history, and history is Jesus Christ, and so that's taking us back history is reward of all research, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, meaning check your background. Because if you go to history and learn who your daddy is, they don't take you there. They don't tell you about Adam. How do you not know Adam? How do you not know Eve? If that's not history, how do you know how Moses came about? How do you know how Joseph? How do you know about Noah? How do you know about Abraham? Is that history? No, you got to learn black history. So they give you what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. They give you a lie and sugarcoat it with the truth. Because, whoa, I want to learn about my ancestors. Oh, you do? Well, why they ain't teaching about the ancestors that give up their body in order for her husband and family to live and do the despicable things? And what do that Caucasian that everyone knows is not built like the black man, why is he screaming? What is he doing to her? Where's all these parties with the men and your wife? Not telling you she's smart, but she knows you will go try to kill her, and she lost her husband and the children lost her father, then she had to give him with all of the other ones. And I remember, and if you recollect, you will remember that when that man that was working for the slave master said, "Boss, why you got my wife? Shut up." He knew what they were doing to her in there. They couldn't do nothing because he's by himself. Did they tell you how they hung your father, castrated your ancestors? Do they teach that? They won't even allow it in the movies. And then here come the mob because the wife comes out screaming, "Why you do that to my husband? Then tie her up. She's pregnant. So what? Hang her." And while they hang her, they split her belly and take the baby out and throw it on the ground and stop the brain. Do they teach you that history? It's something you're supposed to know. But Allah says in the Holy Quran, he says, from the present all the way to the future. He never told you to go back in the past. And that's what's wrong, Salima. What's wrong is the brothers want you to go back to 1,400 years ago. I love the five companions and anybody else that followed the prophet. But three of them died. One got his head cut off. The other one. So you want to die like that? That's 1,400 years ago. We ain't dying like that here. Well, I don't care what you call it. They didn't have toothbrushes. They didn't have microphones where you could let your sound go all over the city. They didn't have phones. So that means we're not supposed to have phones. Our brothers and sisters, we don't know that we became slaves because we don't want to be the African American that embraced Islam. We want to dress like them, walk like them, no TV. Probably eat with your hands behind the door because that's what you were taught when you was in the school. We have changed our own culture and we living to die. Because if you ain't doing nothing that the world offers, then something is wrong. For Allah said, dress my creation. What is this creation? Where is our skyscrapers? Where is our schools of thought? Where is our automobiles? We don't think we're going to have more automobiles later on. Where's our companies? Creation, not being on a corner, not being happy with 100 people, 200. How about 1,000? Is that all you want out of life? And the same 1,000 over and over and over and over and over. You mean to tell me you can't find another 1,000? Well, hell, in 5 years, you only had 1,000 when you start. Why you don't have 5,000? Because you're not relating to the intellectual mind of the human being. You're talking to his spirit and his soul. Well, you might as well go to church because that's what they do with the organ. Boy, if your soul don't move, you must got a hole in your soul. And your spirit becomes Oh, they'd have the Holy Ghost. And then when they come out of there, all that go out the window. They go right back doing what they do. Because why? They never reach the intellectual gift that God has given to man. So, yes, created. Yes, you will see it in this country and outside the country. But the reason you ask the question, because line me up one being, and they'll say, what? Who? Where? So they would like to bring all that back, because that means it'll keep you away from the straight path of the Torah. That's what we say. But the straight path to God doesn't have to be pronounced like that. It's just God's language. Preachers say, so, you know, she said, I'm connected. And I said, she right. And she was 96 years old. Pastor Green. I call her mama. But the connection wasn't what we thought it was. The connection is that jugular vein, God is close to you than your jugular vein. Are you connected? Because if you realize how connected you are with God, you too will have the Holy Ghost. Oh, you've got the Spirit. And you're going to operate. And you're going to move. And you're excited. Because why? You can feel that God is close. And let me tell you how close he is. Because they was outnumbered. The prophet didn't know what to do. Don't tell me he didn't have no fear. Until the angel came and said, Allah says he is near. They won the battle. So we're battling this COVID-19. We're battling this stupidity, this ignorance. We're battling men that's in our way, call themselves email. You got to say it, your resume. Place you can go, if you don't have a resume, you ain't getting in. I tell all these imams, leave this country. The only ones that they accept, if you say, I'm under imam worship Muhammad, they'll call you an imam. If not, I don't care who you are, unless you went to that country over and over, but you cannot come into the Islamic country as an imam, because why? You ain't qualified. So you only that here. And now only in your masjid. And the cornerstones that y'all put up, masjid, or I don't know, it's just sick. Going to change. I believe it's going to change. I believe very strongly it's going to change. So my question you asked, the answer is yes, it exists. But it's not a priority today. That's my humble opinion. What's your next one?
Just to elaborate on that, and I really appreciate the way you said that. You say you so essentially, and you know what? You can go over it 100 times. Unity is achieved through our getting close to Allah.
That's it. That's it. You hit it. The birds are in unity. The ants are in unity. The pigs are in unity. The horses are in unity. The land. Isn't it amazing? The land is one. Allah said, Abu Masjid, Abu Masjid Allah.
Yes, sir.
Earth, but we split it up. We let the Christians who can't be fought with it, a Christian burial ground, Jewish burial ground. Now we African Americans done took over Allah's earth and said, come in, Muslim. That's what they might as well say. You can't come in, Muslim. Well, why not? I'm a Muslim. I submit to the will of God. Yes, but you didn't say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. You need to smack them. It's stupidity. That we stooped that. You don't want to bury my mama? And my mama, my grandmother gave 16 children to the world. And you saying she's not a Muslim? Oh, but she didn't take Shahada Tain. Yeah, but the woman you married, got rid of her babies, not once, not twice, three, four times. But she can come in there because she said, what? La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasul. This is stupidity. And that's why here on Block Talk Radio, New Africa Exit Enterprise Mirage speaks, I'm going to tell you the truth. Imam told me, he said, stop telling them what sorrow to go to. He said, because they're going to go in that sorrow to find out if you tell the truth, you're lying. They ain't going to read nothing else. Tell them to read. You'll come across it. Just keep reading. Be like Salima. She reads every day. When you might take the book down from the shelf on Ramadan. I'm not knocking you. You do the best you can. That's all Allah says is good intentions. You might have too much weight on you that you can't do everything. Weight meaning your mind got too much weight on it. Allah knows it. He knows what's in your heart. But I'm talking about the ones that claim they know, but they never move. Same place they was 10 years ago. Same place they was 20 years ago. 30 years. How about 4 years? You say, well, God, what did you learn? Is that progress? So the children run the other way. There's nothing there for them. They don't see that you created anything for them. This has got to stop because you're going to lose your children. And that's who's out there marching. There's so many Islamic children out there marching because the first time they seen unity is in their nature. So that's true, my sister. That's true. I'm not, I love Malcolm. I make a dua for him. It comes to my mind. Oh, Allah separate his faults from his goodness. I'll separate the East from the West and grant him gender. Yes, same thing we do for the companions. And those men lost their lives. What's your next question, dear?
That was my only question today. Thank you.
Is there anyone else out there that would like to speak? Just take off your hoopla and ask me a question. I'll be happy, inshallah, to answer your question. Going once, going two, going three. Brothers and sisters, this day is the day that I went viral three times. And before I came to Block Talk Radio New Africa, excellent, where I speak, I was on a show called Alfred Muhammad. And when he invited me on that show, I spoke to him. He asked me, will I come back? I came back. He asked me, will I come back again? I came back for the third time. He said, would you take a couple of months and do the show? And when someone offers you something, you shouldn't turn it down unless you really need to turn it down. I said, okay, I'll do it. And I was at a gymnasium, and a young sister put her arms around my neck. And she said, thank you, Mirage, for taking us viral. Yeah, I went viral on his station on a Tuesday. So I said, I turned around. It was Fatima. That's his wife. Now, my wife and her mother was very close. They were so close that my daughter's name is Tahara Fatima. His wife is named Fatima Tahara. So she knew me because my wife was a school teacher for Sister Clara Muhammad. And she knew me because I always gave Sister Clara Muhammad gifts. So she said, oh, he used to take care of us. Nevertheless, when she said viral, I knew that word and what it meant because that's what I do on the network. But they say it's ratings. So if you go on Saturday and Sunday and you get a 4 rating, they'll cancel you. But if you get a 6, they like you. About a 7. They like it. and I was getting 20. Now, it's not me. All I did was work for it, and Allah gave it to me. But then when you, in prime time, if you get a 16 or a 20, it's okay. They don't keep you around too much. But when you hit that 30, wow, I did a 49. So all my prime time was not only 49, the ones before 49 was doing 35. So they loved me. Not me, because my wife said, you're a handsome man, you dress well, you do very giving. No, they loved me because I brought them ratings. So when she said I went viral, and I knew who she was, she's the wife, she ain't gonna lie to me, because I helped his station viral. But something happened, was a hiccup there, and I get a call saying, well, who is on your station? So I just didn't know how to get back in. Because that happens. It happened to you. How do I get back in? So it went like that for a whole month. So I said, I didn't want my people not to hear me. So I called up and I said, I want just Tuesday. He said, we don't do that. You got to take the whole week. I said, all right, give me a week for a month. They said, nope, 52 weeks out of the year. I could have said, oh, hell no. And I thought about that one day, a Salima will come. Your sister, the doctor, Adira may come. That Amir Wazir may come. Tajuddin may come. And I started thinking about that. And I said, if you're going to be selfish, you ain't going to do it. So I went out and got everybody, including Eli. And I told Eli. And we'll go to our grave with this. I said, hey, man, I'm going to give you a tape recorder, and I'm going to buy you tape. What am I going to do with that? I said, you're going to speak into it. You know, why do you want me to do it? I said, because I cannot do this by myself. No, nothing, didn't know nothing about no radio. I'm talking about you can't be everywhere by yourself. One day you're going to have to go in my place. He, like, started doing, I'm buying. And one day he hit it. Like you. I said, you got it. What I got? I said, man. And then I tested. And people said, well, that's you. I said, that's me. That's E-Man Wallace, E-Man. I ain't E-Man. Who was that? I said, that's Eli. Get out of here. And that's why we control our own destiny, because we all in tune. Now, some came and left because of circumstances, and it's okay. But we've been in over 7 years with continuity. And my job is to go get your women and bring you off from behind those walls. And I got gifts. When we come through that tunnel, we wouldn't be here. So we'd be a fool not to use you. I try to tell the shore boys, you know, they overruled me. I said, you don't have no women on this shore board, something wrong. There's no female or male when it comes to the human being's mind. That woman, that's why they're in the army. That's why they're good police officers. Yes, they will fight. It was the women that protected Muhammad the Prophet, his own daughter. Gaddafi had women around, so he didn't trust some of the men. Farrakhan got his old women around him, so he didn't trust a lot of people. Don't tell me what the woman can't do. And I use this metaphor, and I said, let a monster come after the mother. But that father is there. He fight that monster. But the monster kills the father, the husband. So now he going after her and the baby, and she's screaming. She's running, but she got cornered. When she got caught, and all of a sudden that femininity just went out the window. She is sticking in his eye, she is sticking in his nose. She's killing that individual. And whether it's a monster or not, she's going to fight for her child. Now, what is that? That's the masculine. Every woman has masculinity in them. Just some went too damn far and forgot about the femininity. Just like we men, we got femininity in us. Well, what is the femininity? You got muscles, you're strong, you're bold, you're aggressive. But you can't rule being bold and aggressive and destructive. You got to have sensitivity. You got to have love and affection. You got to be kind, femininity in us. Now, some got too much in them, and they forgot about the masculine. So you can't rule and not understand we have to be duly balanced. Too far to the right can't be too far to the left. But the difference is our masculinity comes out quick than the female. You have to push her, not the male, because that's what we have. So we are here as the protector. The protector of what? Protector of your family. Tell me this then. Why do we leave? Allah put them in charge. I ain't put them in charge. Allah put us in charge. But why? Because you have to be consistent 24/7. You say we women can't do that? No, you got a menstrual. You can't leave prayer. You got to take a rest for a month. You pregnant. You can't leave. You got 9 months. So Allah is saying, you cannot be consistent as the man. Do we get sick? Sure. That's a rarity. The man is the protector. He is the leader. So is he over top of the female? Well, let's look at it. Allah says, what do the man have that the woman? He's the leader because he's masculine. Oh, you don't believe that? Well, ask Allah. He'll give it to you. He'll send an angel to you and tell you. Well, do he got more spirit than I have? Nope. Do he have more soul than I have? Nope. Is his taqwa greater than mine, Lord? No. And what is it? He's masculine. So when you recognize that, my success in the world is half of my staff was females. And I used to say to the group, I said, look, don't look at these women with their skirts on. Leave their skirts outside the door. You deal with a mind that God has given all of us equal opportunity. So when we was equal crying like a baby, you didn't know it was a male or a female. The mind is the same thing. You don't know if it's a male or a female, and Allah has pushed the female in corporation CEO, flying jet captains of the It's just to show you that you should stay in your place and don't mistreat the gift that I gave you, and that is Eve. You know, it kills me that you hear brothers say, yeah, Eve is coming in. Where you get it from? But they don't know it's Eve. That's their mama. You see, Eve, brothers and sisters, and I love talking about her. She ain't just go in the desert by the Zamzam waters. It's flowing. That's another sign. But you can't even get to the Kaaba unless you go past her grave. You can't run those mountains, Suleiman, because 7 times you're out of breath. But you don't understand when you're out of breath, what are you saying? Eve, 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 Eve. You don't even know you're saying Eve. This is how blessed that Allah shows us that is in our nature to love Eve. And Eve is so respected that you don't have to say Eve. You say Adam, and that means Eve. And she'll never come back and say, hey, why don't you mention my name? And one. So when we suit Prophet Muhammad, people say, I don't see you suiting Jesus. I don't see you suiting Abraham. And the rest of them, and one brother came on the air and said, it's 125,000. Now you be redundant. You everybody say Christians say Jesus this, Jesus that, Jesus this, Jesus that. Okay, you love Jesus, but why are you being redundant? So we are simple. We're not redundant. But why do we give a salute to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because every ingredient in all of the prophets is in him. So see how merciful God is. You take Allah Akbar, and you gotta have 99. But I don't see you do no more. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. You glorifying Allah. Praise Allah. And that's all Allah wants you to do. Of course, you count your fingers 33 times, but you don't mention it. See how merciful God is? So when you say prayers be upon the prophet, you're talking about all of the prophets. Matter of fact, you'll hear me call Muhammad the prophet sometimes just that. And some fool said, no, you better say, give them the extra salute. Allah knows my heart. I don't have to do anything for you. And then we do dua. The prayer's over. Doing a long dua as if he's begging Allah. Well, I don't want to hear your dua. I'm going to do my own dua. Why would I put my dua with your dua? And why would I put yours to mine? You have to do your own dua. So slam out, brother. I can make my own dua. But this is all showing off that I know how to speak the language. What language? It's just words. Because actions and deeds is everything. So brothers and sisters, they are having us where we're losing our children. Officers are killing our children. And where is us? Us in the park. I didn't tell you out there in Mars, because in 1930s and 40s and 50s, 60s and 70s, where they all? We was out there. And some of us have got hurt. Some of us lost our life. And some of us went to jail. And some of us stayed in a hole for 20 years, 30 years. Yes, these things do happen. But we established Islam in America. No, we didn't call it El-Islam. We didn't know. Just like you don't know how to say As-Salaamu Alaikum. Yeah, they don't know how to say that. There's a whole lot I can tell you that goes with it that you would say. But the point I'm saying to you is that we have to understand what Allah says. If we do what Allah says, As-Salaamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, is for the Prophet only. It's in the Quran. Go look at it. There's one little E there, means singular. But when we do sing to the angels that's on our right, it's As-Salaamu Alaikum wa rahmatullah. So when you salam to your brothers, As-Salaamu Alaikum, teaching you that it means you love me. It's more to it. Why you give the greetings like that? But we're coming around because we are forced to, because we don't understand how we got to be told that we can't go to funerals, we can't go to janazas, we can't go to our classes with our children, we can't teach our own children, we can't be in the crowd, we can't go here, you got to be separated when you get on the plane, you can't go in the hospital with your loved one, you got to be outside and like, as if they're going to take care of your loved ones. All this should wake us up. And it can stop overnight, if we embrace each other and come together across this whole country, we'll shock the whole world. And I said, Ms. Louis Farrakhan, we united, but the community under Imam Ms. Louis Farrakhan is not united with Imam Wahdati Muhammad community. Right away, that's 3 million. Now, there's many more, but that's 3 million solid. Now go get our Christians, and you ain't going to get all of them, but go get the Christians, and there you go. You got 5 million. About 6. And then you go get our Jewish brothers. They practice Abraham. We pray. Oh, Allah, bless Muhammad. And the fathers of Muhammad, as thou did bless who? Abraham. And the fathers Who? Abraham. And then it goes on and say, bless him. And it said, make him successful. You know the prayer. Now, why do we pray? We don't have no clue. There's a lot of saying the community come together like Abraham's community because they were successful. Well, let's come together for what? For economical. So we're blessed, but now we have to be successful. That's economics. It's simple, brothers and sisters. So if we would do what Allah says, you don't have to be over top. Ain't no one over top of no one. There's no prophet over top of another prophet. All the prophets are saying they came in moderation. And it stopped at the seal of the prophet. I thank you for listening. If I say anything to hurt anybody, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. And if I say anything incorrect, I'm human, subhanAllah, Allah is the best. If I say anything that allows you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your deen or fitra, stand up in your obedience to God, your righteousness, and your love for Allah, your taqwa, don't give me that credit. Give that credit to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I greet you from our father, Adam, our biological father, and our father of all nations and all nationalities, Abraham. And I greet you from Jesus Christ. Christ means Muslim. He's Muslim in his nature. And I greet you from Prophet Muhammad, the seal of the prophet. There's no more coming. And we salute him with the excellent suit. Peace and blessed be upon the prophet, his descendants, and his companions. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. I greet you from the language of Allah, of the Holy Quran. As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you. And I thank you for tuning in. But tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow, 7 to 8, will be Imam Eli Obey. And he returns on Thursday from 7 to 8. Likewise, on Friday, our engineer, the great-grandson of Booker T. Washington, Muslim. They call him Moses, Musa. Some people say Moses. Musa, Muslim, our boy. And he does Yoma, and he loves it. Got his degree in it, but he loves it. Working on his double PhD, Salima. Double degree, double doctor degree. He comes from an academia, so his great-grandfather hand that down. He's an educated man, but he loves what he does. And surely we love him. And then don't forget on Saturday, here come the duos. Boy, they like twins. They are excellent. Her and her sister, Dr. Salima, they come on and talk to you about care, but they bring hosts on, and the host gives you an excellent topic. Now, I don't know if you're still there, so before I close out, if there's a topic already, you don't have to, because we'll mention it on Friday, because sometimes if you mention it early, they'll forget it when Friday comes. You don't have to. But if you think it's the right thing to do, you can. If not, we'll close out by saying, peace and love. Thank you for tuning in. I was your host tonight, Marat Mohammed.
Please enter your PIN followed by the pound or hash. Thank you. Please enter your PIN followed by the pound or hash. If you do not know your PIN, please enter pound. Your input is invalid. You entered 64656965580. Please enter your PIN followed by the pound or hash. If you do not know your PIN, your input is invalid. You entered 2536. Please enter your PIN followed by the pound or hash. Mm-hmm.